Have your hand up. I'll remember you next. Number. We will sing the first and the last verse. Is that okay? Hymn number 23. Behold the Lamb of God. Now, it's lovely to hear a younger child to choose a hymn like this, the Lamb of God. Can someone raise the tune, please? You had your hand up. Go ahead. Hymn number 27. Is it okay if we sing just the first and last one? Okay. Can someone raise the tune for us, please? Hymn number 27. The boys. Aha.
Number
25. Can we sing the first and last verse of that as well? Thank you. Number 25. Can someone raise the tune, please? I think I heard wrong. Did you give out 25 or 45?
25.
It is 25. Okay. I thought I heard you wrong. But this is nice. Oh, okay. We'll sing one more then. I want to have a story for you. Okay. 40. Oh, let's sing the first and last verse about Jesus loves me. This I know. You know, this is such a lovely hymn. I don't know of hardly anyone in this world, at least the English-speaking world, that don't know of this hymn. And Brother Bill will remember when we were younger, we visited a place called Seton House. This is where men have no place to live, and they give them a bed. And the older one used to go down and preach Jesus to them. And you look at these hardened men. They have no homes. They have a terrible life. Most of them were taken over by the influence of alcohol and other things. And when we asked them hymns they like, this still was one of the favorites. They may be, as the world called, down and under. They still know this hymn. Perhaps they learned it when they were young. So it's a lovely hymn, isn't it, to recognize and remember in your heart that Jesus loves me. Not only that, it says, Jesus loves me. This I know. Do you know that? How do we know that? For the Bible tells me so. Let's sing this together. Someone start the hymn, please.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
yesterday, if some of you remember, we talked about darkness and light. Yes, we talk about many things. And I heard various one commented on that even in the course of our conversation afterwards. Light. There's something different about light. You know, sometimes people say light is the opposite of darkness, or darkness is the opposite of light. Now, I don't believe that's true. There's a big contrast, because if this room have no light, it would be darkness. You can't take darkness into a room full of light, can it? Light dispels darkness. A light also stands out. I brought something with me. I know some of you already saw me walk in. I'm going to put this on. When you see someone I hope I can put it on with my shoes on. When you see someone with this on, does it mean anything? What I just put on was a pair of bright orange overall with fluorescent light, fluorescent stripes on it, so it can be seen from a long way. Have you ever seen people wear this? What do you think when you see someone with one of these on? What do you think of that person? Oh, I need to borrow perhaps a phone. What do you think when you see someone have this?
You need to watch out.
You need to watch out. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Especially if you're driving, you want to make sure you see a worker down there. You need to be careful. He's not a target, is he? I know some of you boys play this video game. It is fun to run things over, isn't it? Then you go, oh, I got 2 points. I got 6 points. What else does this tell you? Does it tell you anything about the person who... Oh, they're probably construction workers. That's a good deduction. I see a lot of construction workers wear something like this. Any other thoughts? Okay.
It's to keep traffic off and to realize that for people to cross the bridge.
Could be. Actually, it's more tell the traffic to be careful. It stands out, doesn't it? You know, I noticed that one night I had looking for something in the dark. I turned the flashlight on and I noticed these reflectors. There's a reason why they put these reflectors on. It really shines and you see it from a distance. So how are we, you know, the Word of God says we should be workmen. Do you think of this as a workman? When you see a man with this on, actually, could be a woman. Story behind this one, I'll tell you a bit more. This belonged to a woman. They couldn't find one that fit me, so they had to find a woman's size, small enough that I can have. It's a workman, isn't it? Now, here's the problem. That we as workmen, do we let people know we're workmen? Are you a workman? What do workmen do? They sometimes wear a certain uniform, and someone suggested this must be a construction guy's uniform, right? And then maybe I come in with a set of blue overall, and you say, oh, he's probably working in the warehouse. There's something. What about you and I? Do you have a uniform on that someone can tell you are a workman? You know, it's funny, I'm a workman, but I wear a different uniform. Sometimes I put a tie and a jacket on. Because with my line of work, that's my uniform. Do you have one that the world know you are a Christian? Do you have something to tell the world that you stand out? Now, I'm going to do something else for a second. I'm going to take this off. And just... Listen, now here's another problem we have. I'm going to take this off. Now you're going to see that I still have balance, right? Who would like to try this out? Yeah. You try this out. Careful how you get it on. So she's going to get into this. Does she look like a workman now? Huh? Something's not right. What's wrong with that outfit? She looked like a frog person with the big flippers on. Anyone else want to try this? Anyone in the front row, see if it fits them? Boys? No? Okay. So sometimes, too, you know what we do, children? We like what the other workmen do, and we follow what they do, but maybe it's not what the Lord has for us. It's not always good. A brother read yesterday, the harvest is ready, but laborers are few. There's a lot of work to be done. But is that your calling? Do you remember David? David was before Saul. Saul said, you're going to go fight the giant. I'm going to let you wear my armor. Can you picture David in his armor? It would be like this and her. It doesn't fit. So we need to get our own uniform to show the world, don't we? Now then there's the other side. There's always a story behind a story. So many of you suggested that this was a construction worker. I don't know how many of you, and I'm sure there's some engineers here. Let's see. Adam, you can read. What does this say?
H2 Toronto Hydro.
In black.
Oh,
2HR.
HRC.
Okay, I know you're always told, don't use a cell phone in meeting. I know many of you sneak and do it, so I'm going to let you do that. This thing says HRC2. How many of you know what that means? That means this uniform has a special rating. Yeah, pull your phone out. It's okay for now. For the next 2 minutes, you can Google HRC2. Google is slow in here, I guess. Well, I'll tell you, then you can look and see if I'm right. This is not a construction worker's clothing. HRC2 says it can withstand 240 calories per centimeter square. Huh? See, a Big Mac is about 680 calories. We know that, right? Wait a minute. I believe this calories use the capital letter C. And you go look after under a Big Mac, they use the little C. Not exactly the same calories, right? What's a calorie? See, that's interesting, isn't it? That we need to be a good workman, you need to know the ins and outs of things. Not just, as the Word of God said, the outward appearance. Now, you children ready to memorize this? One calorie. I hope I remember that. One calorie is the energy required to raise 1 degree Celsius and 1 gram of water at 1 atmospheric pressure. Got that? Okay, good. I just repeated it. I have no idea what it says. I looked it up too. This here is for power worker with electricity, because there's always a danger on what they call an arc flash. This is like an electrical explosion. And often these electrical workers, not do they get executed, they actually get burned badly. So this is for workers to avoid the burnt. HRC is one of the lowest, HRC level 2 is the lowest grade, but it's better than nothing. Now, as you can see, I'm not a real worker. I pretend to have one of these because it was given to me. And you can see I work on my cars with it just to have an overhaul. That's why it's dirty. But isn't it interesting that We need to know, just like the Bible. How many people have said, Bible? It's old fables. Why do you read that? But yet, I know many in this room can tell us the pressure. Oh, yes? I'm sorry. Okay, now you say that again.
To get knowledge.
That's good. To get knowledge. But what? It's heavenly knowledge, isn't it? And knowledge that this world doesn't see. When you don't know that, you say, just an overall. I can go to Walmart and spend $5.90 one of these. Or an electrical worker will have to spend $600 to get one of them. Is it different? Do you know the preciousness in the Word of God? Do you know that the Word of God tells us a lot of things pertaining to life and godliness? You know, I'll tell you another story. It may be for the old, someone older to understand this. There was a brother that used to be in fellowship with us. He didn't really take much part. I'm not sure how much he knows, and he doesn't think he knows a lot about scriptural things, but something got him upset one day, so he left. We hear stories like that, don't we? He went to this church, and because he knew more than the rest of the people, they made him an elder right away. Because they said, you know the Word of God. He said, no, I don't. How many of us feel like that? We don't know the Word of God that well. But he was made an elder. So one day they had problems and the elders get together. And by the way, the elder so-called is not according to the Word of God. So they made a decision. And he said, wait a minute, this is not right. He said, well, what's wrong with it? So he opened up his Bible and he told them, from the Word of God, I don't believe this is right. So they took his advice and they made a different decision. On the way out, they said to him, the next meeting, do not bring your Bible because you mess everything up. What does this do? It tells us more about the Word of God pertaining to life and godliness. Now, we should be as good workmen and learn. But then sometimes things happen. I brought another one. Some of you may have seen me wear this for the last few winters. What is this? Now, I'll give you a hint right away. It stands out. It does stand out. I have people remark that I can see you half a mile away. What do you think this is?
Probably like the coat that goes with the overall.
A matching coat with the overall?
It's like the boy's uniform for working.
Boy's uniform for working? Any other guesses? Covered my eyes. That's good. All right, let me tell you. In the business world, there are things called pride. How many of you heard of that word? Pride. A five-letter word. P-R. What's in the middle? P-R. What is it?
I.
I is the middle word, right? P-R-I. D-E. In the middle of it all is me. Well, how is this coach? What has this coach got to do with me? So, when you're in a company with many people, they have different ranks. They call them pay grades. This code is only for managers. You notice how clean it is? Or how much cleaner it is? Workers, the workmen, wear overalls. The managers wear this, and I was told, as a manager, you're not to button up or zipper up your coat because you need to make sure they can see you have a jacket underneath. So when you walk around, they know you're one of the managers. Isn't it interesting? Pride. Sometimes we can make people know we are Christians. Do we do it because we want to tell forth the story of God's grace, telling them that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle Paul would even say, I'm the worst of them all, and he came to save me. Are we better when we can proclaim the gospel of God's grace? No, but sometimes some would think they are better. I saw the news the other day. This preacher was so good. So many people listened to his preaching. And now he has so much money that he was buying his third private airplane. He said he deserved it. Pride can easily come in. Now, the rating on this quote, I can't show you, the tag is worn out, is a lot less. Well, why is that? Because it's really only for show. The effectiveness of this quote is not that important. It's just to say, hey, look, I'm a manager in this company. Anyone want to try this to see if you can show off? I'll let someone else this time. Oh, anyone else want to try? See what you look like in someone else's coat? All right, come on up. Let's put this on. How does she look?
I think I look like a penguin.
You think you look like a penguin? Well, we have to... Thank you. Back to the same thought is we need to know what the Lord has for us. Now, I want to leave with you just one verse. I purposely did not turn to many scriptures because I find often there's so much going on, we can remember what. I want to go to the first epistle of John, 1 John, as we sometimes call it. Maybe someone can help me now. Where it says we are the tried spirit. I thought it was chapter 4. Yes, thank you. Now, chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. That wherefore ye have heard it, that it should come, and even now already in this world. Now, I'm going to reread this, but starting from verse 2. Hear, know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is God. How is that going together? Well, just like this. Outwardly, it looked the same. There are so many people profess to be Christians. And I'm glad they say they're Christians rather than others. But many don't believe in the Word of God as the Word of God teaches us. You know, I was sad to hear that a major religious organization, they said they found that most of the ministers are atheists. They go, that's okay. It's not okay because they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't even believe that there is a God. So we need to look deeper than just what the outward. We often use that God judges not by the outward appearance, but look into the heart. That's with our actions. But with people we are with, we have to be very careful, don't we? Do they believe that Jesus, the Son of God, who came into this world as a man, that's what he meant by in flesh. There he lived, he did good, and then we as men said, crucified him. We do not want this man to reign over us, and we nail him to the cross. This is the gospel story. As sad as it may sound, it's the gospel story that God's Son came into the world so that he can die for you and I. And that's the only way of salvation. I'm going to stop here. I understand the verses to be said. How many of you memorize your verses? Good. I need someone to help me pass this out. So for saying the verses, you got two choices. I have no idea what this stuff is. Beirut. I know what Kit Kats are. I like Kit Kats. Now, I have to confess this part. We bought this on our way down here. I didn't realize how hot Kentucky is and how much hotter it is inside a car. So, forewarned you that I'm not sure exactly what state these chocolate bars are in. Yeah, if you can open it for me. Thank you. But you're welcome to have it. I think they still taste the same, whether it's, well, different shape. Okay, who's going to say? You had your hand up? Am I right? Yeah, go ahead. Believe.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Very good.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
I can't believe these four boys know us so well. Do I need to go around? We do. Maybe we should just stop here and give them the candy bars and... No? Okay. Benji, would you like to say it? Okay. You snuck up to say it. Go ahead. Believe?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Thank you. And if I miss someone, I'll come right back.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Did I miss anyone? Oh!
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
If I miss you, you can say it to your parents, and you can come up after meeting to get one of the rewards. That's a wonderful verse. We repeated it about 15 times. Believe. You know, the story goes somewhat like this. It was the Philippian jailers, wasn't it? They said to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Oh, they really wanted a good answer. And Paul and Silas can reply back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." You know what I really enjoy about that verse? If you look it up, it says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And it's, then there's a little comma after that verse. And then they go on and it says, "And thine house." Isn't it precious to know that he wants you to be saved and the blessings come through the whole household as well? We have time for a couple more hymns. Oh, I didn't. You and then you. Okay, you first.
Number
41. Number 41. I'll come right back to you. Number 41. Oh, this is precious. Around the throne. 32. Nothing either great or small.
Oh, I'm sorry. 32. What can one salvation my sin?
Before we pray, I think I should sum up what we said. We talk a lot about different things. I don't know about you children. I have trouble with this. Whenever I leave a conference, someone else will say, "Did you enjoy it?" I go, "Yes, it was nice." What did they talk about? I don't know. I have trouble recalling a lot of things. So I want to help you. Just maybe little things you can say. Well, Mr. So brought all these ugly uniforms. No. That's not what it was for, was it? Maybe just two thoughts to sum it up. One, we as Christians should stand out. We're meant to be peculiar, aren't we? We're peculiar people. Does the world know that we are His? How are we to shine for the Lord? Now, don't ask your mom and dad to buy one of those. That's not the idea. Okay? We all have different ways to shine for the Lord. That's one. Can you remember that? How do we shine for the Lord? Two. Test everything with the Word of God. There's a lot more to it than what people have to say. What does the Word of God has to say? The Word of God should have the final word. That, two things. How do we shine for the Lord and test everything with the Word of God? And really, before you can test it, you need to know what's in the Word of God. You have to study to show thyself approved, as that workman need not to be ashamed.